Now, it was only a matter of time until we saw this. Late last year, New South Wales overwhelmingly voted no in the Voice referendum. Nearly 60% of the state voted against the Voice to Parliament. But local councils are taking it upon themselves to keep the ball rolling. That's the allegation this morning. A Sydney council is being accused of attempting to implement a treaty by default under a new deal at Cumberland City Council. And the councillor, Steve Christo, is on the line for us right now. Steve, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ben.
So can you tell me about this draft agreement?
Ben, I was absolutely horrified to open up the business paper and find on page 595, hidden in the back where it's a tick and flick on the ATSIC committee minutes, that they wanted us to recommend a treaty which has a whole range of possible legal ramifications. And it was very detailed and against the spirit of what the majority of Australia wanted in regards to Cumberland residents as well, who voted overwhelmingly no in the Voice to Parliament campaign.
So hang on, the treaty would be between Cumberland City Council and local Aboriginal Land Council?
The Gandagara Local Aboriginal Land Council.
Okay. And this is buried somewhere in the back of a document somewhere?
It was buried in the back of the ATSIC committee minutes. On page 595, and then when you go into the document, and it states on page 601, the principle of peace and treaty acknowledges and respects Aboriginal custodianship of the land and sovereignty within the meaning of the Uluru Statement from the Heart over land that was never ceded. It also goes in to set employment procurement targets, what kind of contractors' percentages we have to take on board, and the protocols for naming landscapes, streets, public facilities, suburbs, public features in council's areas after Indigenous persons or after Aboriginal languages. And they also want dual street signs on existing features. Like, how much is that going to cost?
Have you asked some questions already at council about this, or you haven't had the chance yet?
No, we had the council meeting last night, and I can tell you it got quite fiery, because after media picked it up, and we also had, I had an email from a constitutional local government lawyer advising me, asking if this is even legal and if local government has the power to do this under the Local Government Act. So they deferred it last night. The majority of councillors voted to defer this to go to a briefing and seek legal advice. Now, I will state from the outset, I voted against this in general because I said we shouldn't even be seeking legal advice. We shouldn't even be discussing it. The people have spoken. We're one country, one Australia, one flag, and we are sick and tired of continuously being welcomed into our own country and being told that many people who worked and contributed to this country, the Anglo pioneers and the many migrants that came and paid their taxes, worked 6-7 days a week, some didn't know what a day off was, died on the job, being told they are second-class citizens and have inferior rights.
And when it came to the Voice, I believe the people in your area voted no to the tune of about 64%, so that was pretty overwhelming. And if they were asked about a treaty, the no number would be even higher than that. Steve Christo, we always appreciate you jumping on the line. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Ben.
Good on you, Steve Christo. We'll get on to the mayor at Cumberland City and find out what the treaty plans look like.
If you've got a news tip, email ben@2gb.com.